From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Christmas was lousy for retailers, and then for some, January simply was unsurvivable. NPR has been following the fortunes of one houseware store called Bowl and Board in suburban Boston. When we last checked in, the 40-year-old business was struggling to stay open. NPR's Tobias Smith picks up the story.
Mark Giaruso never thought Christmas was going to save him. Sales had been down for months, especially at his Brookline store. But Giaruso did think that with a little more cash and a little more time, the store might survive.
Unwrap that, wipe it down.
He has spent months now bringing in new merchandise to Brookline and slashing prices to try and gin up business.
$4.95 to $3.45?
No, you can go deeper. $1.75.
But by mid-January...
So it's $4.20.
Sales are still abysmal, barely covering the heat, let alone the rent.
Midday, we're at like $70 in Brookline. It's insane.
Giaruso has been calling his landlord, hoping to get a reduction on his rent. A year and a half ago, it went up 30%, and Giaruso is now 6 months behind.
You know, I try to be an honorable man, and like to owe someone money sucks.
But Giaruso and his landlord are at a stalemate. The landlord won't talk about a deal till Giaruso pays off some of his back rent, but Giaruso won't pay the back rent till he knows he has a deal for the full 5-year lease.
There's no customers in here, are there?
No.
So you know, we've been working with my landlord here.
Feeling stuck, Giaruso starts to prepare his Brookline staff for the worst.
D-Day comes Tuesday.
Wow.
Yeah, the perfect situation is we stay. Another situation may be we could be closed up as soon as next week.
Meantime, Giaruso continues to hack away at every expense he possibly can, both at work and at home.
Hey, Toby.
How are you?
How are you?
Good to see you. I think I'll leave my coat on.
There's no heat in the side of the house. There's just this little...
Giaruso and his three kids are huddled around a fireplace in their kitchen. Chopping wood for the fire, Giaruso can't help but laugh at the irony as he tosses in some scrap wood paneling that he pulled off the walls of what was once his flagship store in Cambridge.
How's business? We're going up in flames, literally.
Even Giaruso's dad, Bill Giaruso, who founded Bowl and Board 40-plus years ago, says this is the worst he's ever seen.
Oh, boy. Talking about it, I don't like to talk about it.
The elder Giaruso ran Bowl and Board through multiple recessions, several building fires, and countless student riots. But that, he says, was easy compared to dealing with rents that have been soaring now for years.
You can't do it. You're just working for the landlord. That's all they're doing. It's frustrating.
I have a truck lined up to start pulling out tonight.
With talks still going nowhere with his landlord, Mark Giaruso reluctantly gets ready to call it quits. But at the last minute, an uncle, who's a big real estate guy in New York, convinces him to try negotiating one last time. Every landlord, the uncle says, is slashing rent just to get something rather than nothing. Giaruso calls off his trucks and drafts a new offer, but he can't seem to get his landlord to return his call.
It's driving me nuts. Stressful.
Then, just when he thought it couldn't get any worse, Giaruso gets an urgent call from his bookkeeper. All five of their bank accounts are suddenly empty.
They cleaned out the business account, $28,974. They went into the money market account, commercial checking.
All the bank will say is the money's been put on hold by court order, and they give Giaruso the name and number of an attorney. Giaruso gets her on the phone.
Mark Giaruso with Bowl and Board. Well, not so good.
Turns out the attorney represents Giaruso's landlord, who's legally frozen all his money because he hasn't paid his rent.
Well, the position you've taken now is to put Bowl and Board out of business. That kind of amount. Non-responsive. I was calling you guys.
Then the real shock. The lawyer makes a passing reference to the lawsuit in place.
What? Huh? Was I notified of this lawsuit? You say there's a lawsuit in place. Why wasn't I notified of this? I was served? With what? I never got anything. The only thing
turns out, all the legal papers were sent to an old address starting more than a month ago.
So, piss me off.
Giarrusso gets on the phone with his attorney, his big brother, Roy.
How much they got?
They got everything. Basically, a hiccup away from being bankrupt right now.
Yeah. I think I need to have you talk to my buddy who does bankruptcy work.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got to at least think about that option. I don't want you to keep on throwing good money after bad, you know?
Yeah.
But first, Mark insists, he wants to try and settle. Roy sends the lawyer an email offering most the back rent, but the lawyer emails right back.
Then she wrote, frankly, I don't think that's going to do it, but it's just my opinion, I'll let you know. Because she's saying, you know, even if I get 50 cents in the dollar in bankruptcy,
yeah.
I might just take my chances in bankruptcy, and I'm going to try to convince her not to.
And so begins Giarrusso's agonizing limbo. Meantime, he and his bookkeeper, Paulina Puanova, start calling the dozens of vendors who have checks from his frozen accounts.
Hi, I'm calling from Bulletin Board. We just sent you a check for the full amount that we owe. Yeah, no, it's not really excellent.
Margaret, it's Mark. You're going to get a check from us.
I got it.
Please. You have to sit on that. There's trouble with our accounts.
Well, I gave it already to deposit. I don't know.
Then, from his cell phone, more trouble.
Hey, Joe. When I have it, Joe. I got a situation in hand right now. It's a long story. I know you hate stories, but they attach.
Now it's the landlord from his Providence store. The money for that rent is also in Giarrusso's frozen account.
I threw up.
Squeezed now from all sides, Giarrusso desperately needs cash. Even if Brookline has to close, he doesn't want that store to take his others down with it. He gets his Brookline staff on the phone.
Tom, we change gears a little bit.
Okay.
I want to do a sale.
An email blast needs to go out, Giarrusso says, and the sale signs need to go up.
It's deal time, okay?
Okay, so basically everything's gone sale.
Yeah, make a deal.
But Giarrusso knows even the best bargains may not entice buyers these days. So after everything that's happened, he's actually come full circle to the same place he started. Like so many other retailers, he's desperately trying to get shoppers in the door. Tovia Smith, NPR News.